Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Game Changers on 101.5 UMFM.
The radio station.
It is a radio station.
I'm correct about that.
You're correct about some things, yes.
Thank you.
We're also online, 6 o'clock every Wednesday.
Good.
I have a very strict time now.
Good.
Yeah, so we like to talk about TV shows.
Yes.
That's our show. Goodbye. No, we do video games here.
Excellent.
Because we like them.
Yes, I like video games.
That makes one of us. I'm out.
You're like, I'm just here to be like the naysayer. You're like, why don't you read more books?
You say you like books, but I've never seen you read a book.
True.
Oh, now I've just made myself sad. Never mind. I play video games, too.
Yeah.
And this weekend, Alice, guess what?
Did you beat Dark Souls?
No.
Okay, well,
but
it's over now. Oh,
it's
yeah.
over now. I did beat a game.
Okay.
I finally did it. I played a game to its completion.
Wow.
I know. Are you proud of me?
But you started a new game.
And I beat that game.
Yeah, no, it's just funny that you didn't beat one of the games that you're currently working. I mean, granted, like, the three that you're working on are Elden Ring, Dark Souls 2, and Bloodborne.
Technically, they're all the same game. I've just made them three times longer.
They're all the same game. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I didn't even start... Well, no, which one did I not start? Demon Souls. I was going to start Demon Souls this past weekend.
Oh, my God. Just finish one of them, Megan, and then go to Demon's Souls.
I play them up into a point before I break a controller, and then I go on to the next one.
Oh, boy.
This is how my video game attention span works.
I mean, that makes sense.
Anyway, no, I played one of the games we got in the Humble Bundle for Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
It is Inmost, published by Chucklefish and produced by... Hidden Layer Games, a two-person team out of Lithuania and Ukraine.
Cool.
Yeah, and it is... It's a pixel game.
Yeah.
With a very dark atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
And it's...
I actually have this one on my iPad, and I started playing it, like, I'll say, like, 2 years ago.
It came out in 2019,
yeah.
So, yeah.
I just never... I've stopped playing games on my iPad because I have a computer. An iPad doesn't have any games that are not also on the computer.
There was a time where iPad had games specifically for iPad.
Yeah, like for like 5 seconds.
For 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Then everything became available on PC. And when you have the control of a PC, things just work better, arguably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More power. It's generally a more powerful system.
Yeah.
Like, iPads are pretty powerful, but I don't know. I want to draw my iPad.
I don't want to spend the memory on games when I have a...
Video games.
But Inmost, as a PC game, it kind of feels like I'm playing three different games in one.
Yeah.
And that's sort of how the story... combines into itself. Because you start off playing as a young girl who can't really jump, but she can climb. And I thought at first this was going to be like the tutorial, but it's not. She has her own separate storyline going. So she can climb, she can push things, she can pick things up, but she cannot fight.
And she can't jump.
And she can't jump. Well, she can jump, but it does not go anywhere.
Okay. Yeah.
So, you never learn her name.
Okay.
Or at least, I don't recall ever learning this little kid's name.
Mm-hmm.
You then suddenly find yourself playing as a man who can jump, and he cannot fight. He can find different tools throughout the setting. And you play the majority of the game as him, as you go finding different tools to get through levels, and this is where it starts getting to be more of a platformer situation.
Okay.
I would have loved to stay in the man storyline, just because I was having so much fun going around finding different tools. Your first one you find is a scythe that you have to use to get rid of bushes. The next thing you need to go and find is... crank so you can go and use the elevators.
Okay. Okay, so you're just sort of finding little bits.
Yeah, so you start having a bit of a Metroidvania sort of thing going on where you have to backtrack to find things that you left at the beginning of the map to get to further points ahead of the map, and
yeah,
that's cool. And then you start getting into this third storyline where you are a knight who can fight, but he cannot jump.
But
he's got a hookshot,
yeah,
to get him into higher spots. But again, he can't jump. He can just fight, and he kind of adds the fairy tale element to all this, because you can tell he is just a storytelling aspect between the girl and the man.
There's, like, narration, is there not?
There are two narrators. There is the girl, and then there is the guy. And for the most part, you get the girl. And she's telling you the story of how these people used to grow flowers, and this was how they showed love and happiness, but this world thrived on pain.
Okay.
And pain is a thing you can collect.
All right.
There are these little crystals that act as your currency that you only really spend at one point as the man.
Okay. And what do you spend them on?
To get further backstory, the fairy tale backstory.
Oh, like you access levels? With it?
You don't access levels. You just get more backstory. And I think this is where it becomes a collectathon, because I think you can get up to 85 of these crystals to get the full story and find all of these collectible things that you get throughout the game. The collectible being these sheets of paper that show drawings, and I never figured out how to get to see any of the words. I don't think there are words, but it's like they're like notepad
sheets. Okay.
So you just collect them, you get little bits and pieces of whatever's going on between the man and the girl.
Okay.
I wish I could have been able to see more detail on these, but it did not give me that option.
For, what do you mean?
Because you can tell that someone's been writing on these, you can tell that they are notes, you can tell that there's more detail to them, or there should be more detail to them, but it does not let me see them in closer detail. I just get like an abstract,
an idea.
Yeah. You collect them. This is what they do.
Yeah.
They don't really give me any hints or anything. I just collect them.
Okay.
Yeah. I know. I was kind of expecting a little more.
Sure. Yeah.
And considering that this is a game that you can play in just an afternoon as well.
Yeah.
Like, I would have loved a much longer game like this.
Well, like, how long is it?
When did I start? I started at 11 on Sunday.
Okay.
We stopped for a little while, but I ended it at 8.
Okay, so you beat it.
I did beat it.
Okay.
I finished it. I got everything I could to get an ending. It's still a beautiful game. Like, it's, again, all pixel art.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever did the music did a beautiful job as well. Like, it's very atmospheric.
Yeah, I like the sounds.
You got these creepy little goopy guys that follow you around. And even if you are the man and you cannot fight them, you can use the environment to destroy them.
Yeah.
Which was interesting. I like that. That's a neat idea. I just would like... I would like another game like this, actually.
Yeah, well, I would just check it out and see.
So far, this is the only thing that they have.
Well, I would... Yeah, but I would... I feel there's probably other stuff that maybe are similar.
Yeah, I'm going to keep my eye out, because this was such a neat idea that I just really want another thing like this where I can use the environment to fight things and just go and explore.
Yeah,
so that is Inmost. That is by Hidden Layer Games. It was published by Chucklefish, who is known for Stardew Valley, among others, but that's their big one that they're known for. And it is available on iPad, it's on PC, I believe. Yeah, it's also on the Nintendo Switch, if you have a Switch and you want to go and check it out. It's not a long game. I do have some qualms with some of the story as you go along and find out more. It is...
I found it felt confusing.
You don't know what's going on until the end, which is fine. It's just the wrap-up was a bit... I don't know. I think I would have done something different with the ending myself.
Okay. What do you mean? It was lackluster? Like, what?
What is the main gripe I have with the ending is that it just, it was such a dark, out of nowhere ending, because it was, the big thing was that there was bullying. I will give you warning that there is bullying. There is suicide. And there is sort of a ham-fisted if you are having trouble contact authorities.
Okay.
At the end.
Oh.
It's not like a, these are things you can do if you are having trouble. It was just sort of like a ham-fisted, dramatic.
Well, ending. Wait. I'm confused. Like, in the ending, is there, or is there like a note at the ending?
It's a note at the ending.
I don't think that's bad.
No, but it's like, we've seen it done where they've offered the resources, not just like a, if you're sad, do this.
Sure. I don't begrudge a game for doing that, though.
No, and it's just, some of the stuff was kind of came out of left field where I wasn't expecting this to be a story about bullying and, yeah, suicide.
Okay. I don't know. It felt very much like it was a dark story from the beginning.
A dark story. I just wasn't really expecting it to go that direction.
I guess so. I mean, I think that's on you and not on the game.
That might be on me and not on the game.
I was like, it seemed like a very dark game to me. It seemed like it sets up for,
maybe, like, I was expecting more of like the fantasy sort of ending and not really a based reality ending.
Sure, that's legit. But yeah,
it's kind of like a lot of other games that we played with loss, rhyme and stuff.
What do you mean?
Where it's sort of like, it's an allegory for loss. And
sure. But, yeah, like, I guess so. But at the same time, rhyme is about, like, one thing. This is about, like, a bunch of things.
A bunch of sadnesses.
Well, a bunch of different characters as well. You're also, like, there is a wife figure as well, right? Like, that's another character. Versus rhyme is just about two characters, sort of.
True.
I will say sort of.
That might be just my own personal.
Yeah, well, like, just from what I'm seeing, I don't really care to play it. It looks fine. The platforming looks fine. I think visually it looks cool. I like the little animations, like the little man flops on the floor.
Oh, man. There is a fall damage, and you have to go pretty high up to find it, but it is there.
I don't know. Like, I think it's fine to not be satisfied with the ending for sure, or just to be like, oh, that was weird.
That's what the buildup was too, huh?
Yeah. Because I feel that happens a lot, where it's either, like, it's something you think that's going to happen, or then it's something absolutely different.
Yeah.
Which isn't the worst, but at the same time, if you're not expecting it, or you're not satisfied with the ending, that's fine.
I just feel like, at this point, as sad as it is kind of a cheap way of ending things at times. When it's not handled.
Yeah, but is it the video game's duty to do that?
No, yeah. It's not.
That's what I'm like. Yeah. I'm like, your video game is not a therapist. No. You know, like, yeah. You just, like, and if you treat it like that, you shouldn't. No. Oh boy, don't. But yeah, like, I feel like if it has it at the end, like, sure. I guess it's maybe like you were like, oh, this is what this is about? Okay.
You gave me this awesome fantasy storyline with a knight and these two other characters, and okay, I guess this is what this game is now.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. But I still recommend you go and check it out. It's still a fun game to go and
check
play.
Out. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I want to see more like this. I'm going to go and find more like this.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, I'm sure there are similar games, to be honest with you.
And what have you been playing for the past week?
I forgot a bunch of games that I played, because that's how I live. I played and beat Samaras 3, which I did actually start on my iPad, speaking of. it is a point-and-click game by Amanita Studios, who's done, what is it called? Oh, Machinarium. Which I personally didn't really like there's parts of it I liked.
Machinarium is a very old iPad game at this point.
Well, it's for the PC, Megan.
I just remember my stepdad playing it on his
iPad. Yeah. It was on the PC. But the Samaras 3 is, you're this little guy
I think he's called an imp. I'm not sure. I forget. He's just a little guy, and he's on a planet, like, this planet space. I think, okay, one of the things that is, like, I feel I'm... The thing is that the story is vague. There's no dialogue. Everything's explained sort of through visual speech bubbles. Like, they'll have a speech bubble, and then they'll be like, here's an image of what you're supposed to do or what has happened. Lots of the times, the images are, like, super vague or wacky. It has to do a lot with, like, the spirits of the planet sort of thing. They pop up and do stuff, and they're a little wacky. Not necessary, like, parts of the story, but...
I just thought of Final Fantasy, the movie.
Yeah, I guess. But you are given sort of, like, a storybook that sort of explains something that... like, it explains why, I guess, the world is like it. The world... Or the way the world is because one of these trumpet guys stole all of the other trumpets from the trumpet guys who were doing, like, it's something like to do, I want to say, with the harmony of the universe, right? He stole them all, and he's on a giant robot, three-headed robot dragon, and he's just messing up the world, and everybody's sort of sad. That's the sort of the very, like... But the thing is, you're not really, like, your little imp character, he just sort of is like, I just want to go to space. Like, that's...
Whatever's happening here, I don't care. I just want to go to space.
Yeah, like, and the first thing you're supposed to do, like, on your home planet is just sort of find the resources to make a little spaceship, which you do. And then you're sort of able to go to different planets, sort of. Like, there's also sort of, like, I'll say asteroids. Like, there's a... It's like a weird fuzzy planet that just, it's like a comet, right? And you just sort of travel from planet to planet, sort of solving problems. Sometimes the problems are just sort of like, you're stuck on that planet and you have to get out of the planet or off of the planet. Eventually, once again, you do find the guys with the horns that are very sad and you solve their problem. Like, that's sort of, I guess, what it culminates to is that yeah,
you went and escaped the planet that to get away from the horn people. Now you're solving the horn people's problems.
Well, the horn people were never like you really don't like meet up with those guys like that are a part of the book until like I'll say 2/3 of the game. Okay, so it's really not, it's just, it's like literally a point and click puzzle solving game, and it still is up and like it is that all the way through. There's no fighting, really. Like, it's just problem puzzle solving.
Okay. Stuff. All right.
It's cute. I liked it. It was one of those things I just sort of wanted to check off my list that I finished, and I did it.
You did it. I'm proud of you.
Yeah. It was fine. It was cute. Like, I think the thing that holds it up more than anything is the visuals. Because sometimes the puzzles are very frustrating, and once again, there is a lack of direction. Like, you're given, once again, this vague book, and once again, the book doesn't matter until, like, more than halfway through the game. And the book doesn't really even matter, it just tells you, like, the backstory of why these horn guys are, like, here.
So the puzzles just don't make sense, and even with the help of the book?
They do make sense. The book doesn't help. The book is not... It's literally just backstory. The book is not for anything. The puzzle, like, there are absolutely, like, solutions you can find for puzzles, and there's things that you do, but sometimes I feel it's confusing. That would be my one big complaint about it, is that it sometimes falls flat with, like, how, I guess, accessible it is. Like, there isn't a hint system, which is fine, but at the same time, the only, like, hints or explanations you're given are in, like, bubbles, right? And sometimes right. You're like, I don't know what this means.
Yeah. Did you happen to play any other games over the week?
Yeah. Did I already talk about Dear Esther? I feel I did.
We did last week. We touched on it, that it was a walking simulator that wasn't...
It was fine. I didn't like it. Like, that's the thing, is that I've played a lot of walking simulators, and some of them are okay. Some of them have something to them. This one just sort of, like, obviously there's a story to be told, but I don't know. I could feel it's, write a book, right? Like, yeah. Don't waste my time a little bit.
You can have a best-selling book.
The big thing with that is that it was, like, there was no sprint, there was no jump. It was slow walking the entire thing. And I get that it's an experience or whatever, but experiences should, like, whatever. Like, whatever. Should I be bored the entire time kind of thing? I don't think so.
No. No, no. But yeah, we touched on Dear Esther last week, and now I think I should try and see if we can find a better walking simulator. You need to get, like, a scary one that has, like, the haunted house aspect to it.
Well, you can do that. I don't want to.
Yeah, we'll find something.
Yeah, it was like, I don't really want to play. Like, I there are several horror games that I could very well easily play. There's lots that are, like, free and stuff. But I just don't. I don't want to do that. I would rather not.
That's okay. So we heard also recently that Square Enix went and sold a bunch of properties. You heard about this?
Yeah. Well, okay. They specifically Crystal Dynamics Eidos, like, properties specifically. Like, I think that's important to say. Like, not. I don't know. Not like Final Fantasy.
No,
like,
no. They're keeping Final Fantasy, but important things like Tomb Raider are now in other people's hands.
Yeah.
And I'm curious to see how this will go, because this feels very much similar to the story of Konami.
When
they sort of dropped the ball on, like, Castlevania and Silent Hill.
Yeah, but they haven't sold those.
They haven't sold those yet. I'm wondering if they're going... if. Yeah. It's still, like...
Like, I'm like, I don't know. I don't know the connection you're making there. Explain.
It's more like the studios are letting their big properties and their main,
Okay, but okay, but no, I think that, because is Tomb Raider, Square Enix's big property? No. Final Fantasy. No, you can't tell me it's not Final Fantasy.
Final Fantasy is the big one. Yeah, like, but at the same time, Final Fantasy doesn't quite have the same movie potential. Like, they've been making lots of Tomb Raider movies. It's been around for, I think, a bit longer than, well, about the same time as Final Fantasy. It's a big property to let go.
No, but you're wrong that it's older than, no, Final Fantasy's way older than Tomb Raider. Super Nintendo.
Original Nintendo, sorry.
Yeah, I was like, you're very wrong. yeah, I think yes, but at the same time, like, they acquired Tomb Raider. Like, they didn't originally have Tomb Raider or any of the Crystal Dynamics stuff. And I'm not gonna say they did the worst with it. I like the first Tomb Raider reboot quite a bit. But if you think about it, they haven't done anything with the other, they haven't done anything. I think they did a Legacy of Kain something, but it didn't do very well. They haven't really done anything with the other properties. I do know that there is a Tomb Raider game in the works, like another one. I don't know if it's a continuation of the reboot or if it's another reboot. I have no idea. But it's for, like, next-gen consoles and stuff. But I it's fine. Like, it's Square Enix's... It wasn't their moneymaker. Definitely not. Like, sure, there's movies and stuff, but at the same time, Final Fantasy is, like, 1,000,010 mobile games that, like, yeah. Like, also, like, yeah, like, Kingdom Hearts. Yeah, no, Final Fantasy is so much, like,
yeah,
money. There isn't a I'm sure there is a Tomb Raider mobile game. I know there was one, but what Tomb Raider mobile game is there that people play? Like, I'm not going to say that people don't. I'm just saying that it was a stupid decision for sure. Like, I don't think it was a good idea because Square does have a lot of money. Those are decent. Like, Tomb Raider is definitely a decent property that is well beloved, but I don't know. They did it for, like, because they are invested in crypto. So, like, I don't, it's fine. Like, they're gonna make wacky decisions based on whatever. Like, I don't think it's comparable to Konami. I wish it was, because I wish it was, like, oh, Konami sold their big properties because they finally realized that they're not gonna do anything with them. No, they're not going to let them go unless somebody...
I guess if you're going to let something go, at least it ensures that stuff will be made with that product.
Oh, I'm sure there will be.
That isn't pachinko machines?
Oh, we're talking about Konami. I was talking about... I'm sure the Tomb Raider game is going to come out. And to be honest with you, the fact that it's in a different hand sort of gives me somewhat hope for the other franchises that are behind it. Like, once again, I like Legacy of Kain. I thought it was neat. So I think that potentially it's a good thing. Like, Square Enix can do whatever they want. They're in the crypto and NFTs, and they're going to see how that, like, crashes, as it already sort of has.
It has been, yes.
So...
And we don't like NFTs in our video games to begin with.
No. They're one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard of. You own a hyperlink. You don't own anything. What happens when the internet's gone or that hyperlink's dead? Goodbye, your money. Yeah, and the other thing is, yeah, so... It's, yeah, Square Enix can do, I haven't played, like, what, I played the Final Fantasy VII remake, and I guess Kingdom Hearts counts.
And we will probably be getting the Kingdom Hearts game when it comes out 10 years from now.
No, there was an actual preview, like, that makes me think it's coming in at least 5 years.
still a long ways away.
Sure, but it'll probably be on this next gen of consoles. I would assume it'll be coming in the next couple years, which is fine. Like, once again, Square Enix, I used to really enjoy Square Enix. I used to play, like, Brave Fencer Musashi, and I'm trying to think of anything else. But, like, older Square Soft games, when it was Square Soft.
When Enix and Square Soft were two different.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, once again, it's not a smart idea. But I don't expect video game companies, big ones anyways, to make smart ideas. So
not at this point. Anyway, no. I just thought it was an interesting point to bring up. Like, this is
it is. It's a game series
you follow.
It's just... I don't want to say it's not news. It's just sort of like, they're going to do what they do. And hopefully the people who bought Tomb Raider and etc. will make something of it.
Like, fingers crossed.
Like, I guess it's just, I don't know. It's just apparently Square didn't have enough confidence in that series, which I didn't like the last two Tomb Raider games, really. I didn't even play the third. You did.
I had fun with it.
It's fine. Yeah, right? Like, I love the first reboot. I had a lot of fun with that. So, whatever. Like, that's, like, yes.
Yes.
Square, good job, Square, I guess. I would say good job to the people who bought Tomb Raider
for the steal of a price that they got it at.
Yeah, because Square is gonna be